Well, hello everyone. Welcome to our session today as we're dealing with the prophetic, dealing specifically with how revelation, interpretation, and application relate to the prophetic. Now, those are three terms, revelation, interpretation, and application, that we normally would think of in terms of a study of hermeneutics or the interpretation of Scripture. As we look at Scripture to interpret Scripture, we look to try to discern what the original revelation of God is in the Word. We know that Scripture is inspired by God. The Spirit of God moved upon people in ages past. They were inspired by the Spirit to write what we now have in our Bibles. And so we know they received revelation, wrote these things down, and it's been preserved through the ages for us to enjoy and benefit from. But as we read the Scriptures, we then have to interpret the Scriptures. That takes study, requires some study and looking at context. We are concerned with trying to figure out what did that passage mean to the original recipients of it, and try to gain principles that applied then that might be universal to now. And then finally, we make application of whatever we learn from that process. Now, that is how revelation, interpretation, and application relate to the study of Scripture. Now, what we're talking about is the prophetic. The prophetic. That's more subjective. You know, when I refer to the objective Word of God, I'm referring to Holy Scriptures, okay? When I'm referring to the subjective Word of God, I mean it is subject to the Scriptures, the subjective Word of God, that's the prophetic. You know, dreams, visions, words of knowledge, words of wisdom, and all of those things. You know, we have to have some kind of a standard to evaluate those by, right? Right? So that those are subjective, the subjective ways that God speaks to us. Okay, so I've just spoken about how revelation, interpretation, and application can be applied to the study of Scripture, the objective Word. But how does that work with the subjective Word, meaning prophetic, the prophetic, and why is that important to us? All right? Okay, think of it like this. You know, if a person were to have a dream, a God-given dream, or a God-given vision, or if a word of knowledge were to come to someone, or a word of wisdom, supernaturally, an impression come from the Holy Spirit upon a person or within a person, that would be a revelation. That's a revelation. You know, whether it's a dream, a vision, objective, word of knowledge, word of wisdom, discerning of spirits. That's of God. That's a work of the Spirit. Okay, but understand, we are human, and when we receive a revelation, it then gets processed in this human mind, this human vessel that we are, and we try to make sense of it. We try to make sense of it in the framework of our understanding, our experiences in life, and we then attempt to take that original revelation and do what? Interpret it. What does it mean, in other words? The revelation has to do with what has God said. The interpretation is more of what does it mean, and the application is, this is what I need to do about it. This is the response that I need to make, or this is the application, or this is what I need to do with what I understand God has given me, all right? So the revelation is, this is what God said, interpretation of, this is what I believe it means, and the application is, this is how I'm going to respond, all right? Now, the reason all of this is important is sometimes, I've seen this a lot, I've run into it even in my own life, I've seen others experience this, people who have been exposed to prophetic ministry, people have prophesied something to them, and they come away from that experience sometimes a little disappointed because maybe a month later, 2 months later, maybe even a year, maybe 5, 10 years later, their testimony is, you know, so-and-so prophesied such and such to me, but nothing like that even happened in my life. And people get disillusioned about prophetic ministry because you know, things did not turn out the way that somebody said it would, or the way that they understood that it would. Okay. Now, here's what I have discovered. The fault is never with God. We know that. If there is an error, it's on the human side, right? In the way that we process it, the way that we understand it. This is where revelation, interpretation, and application come in. Now, those of us who have a heart to move and flow in the power of the Spirit, we desire God to work through us prophetically, we would do well to make the distinction between revelation, interpretation, and application. Because here's why. If we're not careful, sometimes we can hold our interpretation to be just as sacred as the original revelation. The interpretation and application are always subject to revision and change. The revelation part is not. The part that God gives us, what He's actually saying, that is not something that changes and gets revised, okay? Unless we're in a different season of our life. Don't take a word that God gave you for 5 years ago and automatically assume that it's still relevant for today, because your situation in life is dynamic. It keeps changing. Now, it may be that a prophetic word He gave you 5 years ago is still relevant, but you need to ask Him about it. You need to get wisdom from God about it. Lord, is that still relevant for today? Okay? Sometimes it is, sometimes it's not. But that's another point other than what I'm really trying to make here. What I'm really saying here is that do not hold your understandings of what God has said or your interpretation of what God has said at the same level as you do the original revelation He gave you. Now, this is important in terms of prophetic words that you receive for yourself, whether it's somebody else that spoke to you or something that maybe the Lord spoke directly to you for your benefit. We don't hold our understandings at the same level as what God has actually said. In other words, His revelation is at a higher level of value to us than our own interpretation. Yes, we should seek understanding. Yes, we are to interpret and apply what He says, but understand we can be off in our interpretation and application. If we see that things are not going exactly the way we thought that they would, then it is time to reevaluate our interpretation. It's time to reassess it and go back to the original revelation. What did God actually say? This is one of the reasons I encourage people to journal immediately, before you've had time to allow your imagination to add too much to what the Lord has said. Write it down as quickly as you can, as soon as you can, so that you can refer back to that later on. You know, what is it that God actually did impress on you? Because over time, what we can do, if we're not careful, we just can add to with our imagination and our understanding and our interpretation what we think the Lord might have meant, okay? Now, in prophetic ministry, when you're ministering to other people in the prophetic, the same principle holds true. Stay as close as you can to what the Lord has actually impressed upon you with clarity, okay? And don't try to wrap too much of your understanding around it. I mean, you don't want to come across as goofy, you know, if it's not real clear what the Lord is saying. Don't just add a bunch of things to it to try to make it clear. Hold it. Wait until you get clarity from the Lord, then speak it, okay? But sometimes when we're delivering a prophetic word, a revelation we've received from God, it is better to give something with a partial understanding. You don't have to have a complete understanding necessarily, but deliver it partially rather than adding a bunch of other things to it to try to make it sense. Try to make it make sense to you. You never know that the partial word, because the Bible says we know in part and we prophesy in part, that piece of the puzzle, if you will, it may make perfect sense to the person that you're prophesying to, even though it may not make sense to you. Because the piece you're delivering to them, it may match up with another piece that God has already been talking with them about. Now, you don't need to know what all of those other pieces are. All that you and I need to do is faithfully deliver the peace that God has given to us. Does that make sense? Okay. So, revelation, interpretation, and application. It's the interpretation and application that is subject to change. And if you're off in the interpretation and application, just admit that you're off and go back and revisit the original revelation. I hope that that makes sense to you and that we're not muddying the waters more than we need to here. Those distinctions I found to be very important.